Hi, Madge. Bicycle Mark here with another This Month in Yeast Radio History. It was this month in 2009 when Madge recorded a pod... That's you. I don't know why I'm doing third person. When Madge recorded a Grum with Rachel Cann, in which Madge discussed the selling of her beloved apartment. Let's take a listen.
Girl, I gave the guy a totem pole for Christmas. A beautiful thing.
Cooking a lot?
Like about 6 feet tall.
Cooking? Isn't that an elegant... How does that help your back?
It doesn't. I'm just saying what I've been up to.
Oh, is that what I asked? I forgot. Oh,
I don't know. Are you not feeling good about selling your apartment because you really don't want to sell it, or because you don't know what's coming next? Or both?
Both. I feel like I'm being forced out, to tell you the truth.
Maybe you shouldn't sell then.
Maybe I can't afford it, though. I don't have a job, and every time I get a job, they like look at what I do, and they're like, oh, Madge Weinstein, she's not safe. She does things. She says, you know, forget the good.
Are you serious?
They don't say it, but it's pretty clear, yeah.
And that was This Day in Yeast Radio History. And as we all know, Madge did sell the apartment and got a job eventually with Beige and other Beiges. And well, I mean, lived happily ever after. Obviously. So I hope you enjoyed this moment in history. This has been Bicycle Mark. Love you, honey. Squish sound.
In dreams we do so many things. We set aside the rules we know. And fly above the world so high in great and shining rings. If only we could always live in dreams. If only we could make of life what in dreams it seems. But in the real world, we must say real goodbye. No matter.
I love you, and you love me.
listen, this is Madge, a lesbian here. And I want to tell you that this is going to be a little different. I'm not recording live since nobody gives a shit anyway. No offense to Daniels. It's Wednesday, and it's at the normal time I normally record live now. So I am... Wait, let me adjust this. But I'm using that new portable recorder, and I'm just going to record into the machine. I don't know how this is going to sound. It's going to be very stereoscopic unless I change it later. I'm not sure. It's going to be fun, right? A little fun. Let's see. We're going to do some kitchen things. I might even piss my gine. That's I got a CBD water. It's called sparkling fruit water. All the CBD anymore. Maybe that's why everyone has cancer. I don't know. Oh, and some arroz with that's rice in Spanish with some of the grapes in rice. That should be fun. Hello. Right. We're not going to talk. I'm far away. I don't know how I'm going to compress this. Hopefully it'll be fine. If not, just remember this is an experiment and you're part of it. The problem is, audience, I've got this fucking cabbage I bought probably close to 2 weeks ago. I'm supposed to make this goddamn sauerkraut and I haven't fucking done it because it's really a huge pain in the asshole. However, I might do it. I'm going to do it. Am I going to do it? But I have to do the dishes first. And yeah, I also can... Oh, the lights came on. That's weird. The Chinese restaurant lights that I loathe. But you know, marriage is compromise. Sometimes you just have to deal with the Chinese restaurant lights. Is this recording? You don't really see it because the light's on the other side. Let's see, where's the battery? We're at 2 bars. I wish I could sing. Me and Beyonce have that in common. We both wish we could sing. The only difference is she gets to be a billionaire, and I am not. Audience, this Beyonce album is horrible. You know the I should get my iPhone so I can play it for you. It's a goddamn metronome in the beginning. Well, then I'm gonna bring this recorder over to the my bedroom. And I'm finished here. By the way, speaking of colloquialisms and code switching, did you guys, hear about my back itches. I had to rub my back against the wall there for a minute. I took off the wind thing, since there's no wind in my house, except for when I fart. That Beyonce album is hard. I tried to listen to it. I couldn't get very far. Deborah Wilkerson, she sent me a text, formerly of this show, presently of, you know, she's got a high-profile job or something, so she doesn't want to be... Oh, I'm like, my whole... Is Apple Music out? It's not working on my holder or my other holder. Huh. Yeah. Error. Why is... Uh-oh. Is Apple Music down? Because a little earlier, I was watching the Palm Royal Grum, which is good and bad at the same time. Like, I love Natalie in it. Natalie from Facts of Life is in it. But at the same time, Ricky Martin's in it, and he is absolutely unbearable with his plastic surgery. Let me see on Twitter. Twitter will know. Apple So the Apple TV is down, and I think the Apple Music is down, unless somebody hacked me or something. I don't know. But if I got hacked, I don't think it would just say... We say log in, right? X. Where's this X? It's not Twitter, it's X. I'll always need X. Always and always and always. Okay, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Where's my X? Travel social. Oh. God, it's hard to... Why can't this... The spotlight isn't working either. It can't find my X. Fucking shit. I can't find it. I'm going to turn off lesbian mode. I have it automatically go into lesbian mode when I do this grum. So, right. Okay, where's my eggs? I still don't see it. Eggs? Oh, there it is. Took me an hour to find the app, and this is 2024 or whatever, and it's still... Let's see here. App Store and more down as Apple service spread widespread outage. How about that, audience? Then I can't watch my pal Royal. Ricky Martin looks like a sandpapered fucking fat Barbie doll. Just horrible. Like, what's going on with it? Why do we have to see him without a shirt on? It's unbearable. With his weird, like, surgically altered face and his inability to act. I mean, I could handle the bad. I could handle the plastic surgery if he could act. Wait, I'm going to adjust this. I hope that isn't loud when I adjust. And now you're going to hear a lot of water because I'm going to do a cup. Do I need to do these dishes? Where's the dish? Hang on, I got to move around again. Sorry if that causes handling noise. The only person that bothers is Giggart Tigger. I don't know if she's still listening to this. Motherfucker. I guess my wife didn't use the same size dish as me because I can only find one big rice plate. It's not really a rice plate, audience. It's a roth plate. I was going to play the Beyonce horribleness so you can hear how awful it is. But I can't because of the thing. Because I can't. See, I'm going in cycles. Maybe on YouTube they have it. What is it called? Shadowlands or something? Black Turd? Yeah, Black Turd. Let's see. The song. Blackbird. Beyonce. I want you to hear that because... the fuck is this? I just want to hear the fucking song and get all this junk. Here, let's see if this works.
Excuse me, would you mind taking a picture of us?
Enough with your ads.
Yes, problem. You need Verizon.
Get oh my god, shut up. Yeah, I don't want the ads. Whenever I hear an ad on YouTube, I always hear Cheryl in my head saying, Madge, turn on ad blocker. Fuck off. All right. Listen to the metronome. Hear the metronome? Tick, 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 tick.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Tick. She forgot to turn the metronome off. Morons. Anyway, ticked. I could sing too. Anybody can sing if they good like me. Talk real soft and barely project your voice. Well, I can't, but somebody can. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but all the praise of her is for her politics, for, you know, the fact that she's, you know, black and doing country and how, you know, brilliant it is, revolutionary it is that she's taking on this male establishment and woman, she's doing so much for women and black women. And nobody says, oh, it's a good song, because it's not. All right. I hope this doesn't fuck you on me. I'm really sorry about the noise. But you know me, if you're a long-term listener, which you're not, because I was with my girls today in my Telegram, you know, my closest girls, my long-term fans, and I posted a picture of Natalie from Palm Desert. You know, nobody recognized her. Nobody recognized Natalie. Who was that? Eastland School for Girls. Who the fuck did... why do I have to explain who Natalie is? Jesus Christ. And I don't think anybody actually saw the facts of life from my Telegram. Like, am I in, like, some horrible... am I in, like, a Twilight Zone episode where nobody knows about the facts of life all of a sudden, even though we did grums and grums about Natalie and Deborah did the whole facts of life girls with the phone calls and all that shit? How is it that nobody remembers it? Am I recording? How about that? Nobody remembers this shit. What the fuck's happening? We have to talk, ladies. You know I have crises a lot. And, first of all, I want to thank Daniel for sending me a lovely Cash App birthday prezi. And I also want to thank those of you who continue to donate to me via my PayPal leftover, I guess you'd call it legacy PayPal account. Cash App, which is Bloated Lesbian, and the Substack, madge.substack.com, which I don't post a lot. I post the grums early, and that's pretty much the only benefit. But you're doing it to support me, so I do appreciate that. So I wanted to say that. My birthday was nice. My friend brought over some shrooms with Nutella, which was fun. Nutella shrooms. But I mean, we went to a place where they were legal, of course. We took a plane in Washington, D.C., otherwise it wouldn't be legal anymore. Kidding. Which part? Don't know. Right? Did you? Black turd sitting at the CEO. Adele is on that song? So weird. It's like those are the only people that matter. You know, what happens is you know, what happens is if you say anything bad about Beyonce, you get downvoted in the algorithm. If you say anything nice, you get upvoted in the algorithm. So the net effect of that is it makes it seem like everybody loves Beyonce and everybody loves Taylor Swift. They fucking don't. I tried watching that stupid Disney shit with the Taylor Swift vagina monologues. Taylor's version, parentheses, Taylor's version. Really? Oh, I thought it was, you know, Whitney Houston's version. Really? It's Taylor's version? Is that why you're the one singing and you're bedazzled? Do you realize she would have gotten kicked off of Drag Race for those horrible outfits? Bedazzled bodysuit after bedazzled bodysuit. Oh, and I forgot I wasn't going to say anything bad about her until after the election because she's helping Biden. And I almost meant it. I mean, I'm definitely supporting Biden, but you'd have to be a brain-damaged person not to at this point. I mean, come on. Yeah, Biden or Trump. Is that something we even need to discuss? Anyway. Okay, I'm going to put this dish away, and then we're going to do my kibosh. How long am I talking? Oh, 11 minutes, and it's a magic when I see the time has passed on this thing, like, oh, look, I talked a long time. Thank the Christ child. Right. So, right. Sometimes I feel like a little baby, you know, when I do this grum. You know how babies cry to exercise their lungs? Well, that's what I do. I say, right. Black turd sitting in the lay of night. Squish a turd out, squish it out, and get him. Oh, wait, how did that fork, I got a dirty fork still. So that when I'm talking to you, girls, I'm not always, paying attention to my utensils. Right, so, yeah, apparently the new version of the Good Times TV show on Netflix is very racial, so, you know, have to watch that. So we had the Natalie is wonderful. She really should get an award, but she won't on the Palm Royal. But I enjoy that grum, except for Ricky Martin's face. He's terrible. Why did they hire all these shitty actors? You know, it's insulting to the actors, I think. I mean, if I were an actor, I'd be insulted. I should have been an actor, but I was too, I was rejected. When I was in a junior high school, Ms. Tamara Tudor, the drama teacher, she wouldn't cast me in a part. I wanted to be Dr. Preston Safeway, but she gave it to Joe Fleming instead. J-O, because women, you know. And, it crushed me for life. So I had to go into podcasting, even though it didn't exist at the time. What are we talking about? Acting. Oh, yeah. So then I've been seeing this thing on the app. I think it was the HBO Max, or it's Max now, because now they hire a new CEO to, basically switch everyone over to reality TV because it's cheaper, right? And I said, oh, there's a Wonka prequel starring Timothée Chalamet. I said, well, how bad could that be? Well, guess what? It turns out it can be really bad. In fact, horrible, because I couldn't last 30 seconds with this shit. I couldn't last 30 seconds. It was awful. He sings, and he can't sing. And he sings right away, so it's meh, over. Couldn't do it. Alright. Let's see, what else can I bitch about? I have this Apple Watch, and I'm very annoyed, because the way it's supposed to be able to work either with your phone or not. And I have my music and my podcast downloaded on it. But when I put my phone in my locker at the gymnasium, it doesn't... I feel like I've talked about this before. Have I? I'm having a deja vu. Let me see my recording. Yeah. Wait a second. 11:19. Oh, 15 minutes. Okay. Yeah, but okay, audience. I'm gonna see how this cabbage is. I wish I could just throw it out. It's too small anyway. It looks like it's fucking awful. I hope it isn't moldy. It's gonna. Oh yeah, this is. I don't know about this. I feel like this is a mistake. Black turd. Oh. Yeah. Black turd in the bay, isn't it? It's not gonna be. I need a jar that is. Oh, I don't know about this. It's like. It's weird. It's like a human head. It's strange. I see why they call it a head, because. I mean, really, it's just like a head. Head. It's like a head. Reminds me of the Body Snatchers, the way it looks. Like it could just come alive. I get why they made Body Snatchers now. Because a cabbage head is just like a person. How can a person be an egg carton? How can a person be an egg? All right, I'll try slicing it. We'll see. Can always throw it in the garbage. Now, I think you're going to get some really awful handling noise. Audience, I'm going to put this... Oh, hold on. Excuse me while I adjust. Sorry, Gigar Tigger, if you're still there. I need new audience members, by the way. Can each of you find one person to listen to this show? Because I had probably... hold on. I would say when I started this show... I mean, this is my 20th year, no joke. 20th year. Wait, hold on. Okay. Am I on? Is this thing on? 20th year. And when I started this program... It's not even. Hold on. Sorry, more handling noise. Yeah. When I started this program... I had a lot more audience than I did now because I had Adam Curry promoting me. Now, nobody promotes me. Anyway, poor me, poor me. Right. I don't know. I need it. So, just find one person to listen to. Me. You know, it's, and I'm not in need of technical digital downloads. I need people to feedback. Like, I did a wonderful show. I thought... I really enjoyed... I'm complaining again, but that's what I do. I thought, oh, that show with Gladwise was really good, and I listened to it myself, and I really thought it was good with Gladwise. You know how many comments I got from that? One. One comment. Who was that from? Some guy on Blue Sky. I forget his name. Huntington... Hunt Club Bear or something? You know who you are. Very nice person, but... Where's the rest of you? Hmm? I'll take a compliment over a donation any day. Okay, let's see here. I need to find a holder for the holder. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to cut it up, squeeze it, and then I'm finished turd, find a holder for the holder afterwards, because I don't know. With this cabbage, the sauerkraut, you got to have a holder for the stuff that's about the same size that fits, because you want to have pressure. So you gotta have a small enough, if you have a huge jar, you need to fill some, you need to put stuff in there, like extra cabbage leaves, thus and so's, and things like that sort of thing. Because it needs to be under pressure, so, or a glass, you can put a glass inside there, but you can't just leave it empty, because it needs pressure, something to keep a constant squeeze on it, shall. Okay, I'm cutting this cabbage. Well, it looks like it's still alive, that's good. Yeah, I guess it's okay. I feel like my mother just, she doesn't believe in expiration dates. It's like a religion with her. Nothing can expire ever. If my mother had one of those, like, welcome mat things, you know, like a needlepoint philosophy of the house, when you walk in the door, it would say, it's still good. It's still good. That's her philosophy. It's still good. Right. That's what I tell my wife. RE colon mine vagina, not colon. All right. Anyway, right. And speaking of my mother, she and my nephew went on a cruise. And guess what they came home with? Well, that's right, COVID. What else do you come back with on a cruise these days? But I don't have long COVID. I think I have the Ashkenazi Jew thing where... that Robert F. Kennedy talked about, Jr., where he said the Jews have a conspiracy we designed COVID so that we wouldn't get it. Well, so far it worked for me. I mean, I've gotten COVID a few times, but never more than just a where I need an extra nap. Yeah. I mean, really, I've never had serious symptoms from, like, COVID. I don't really give a shit. And honestly, neither has anyone. I don't know anyone in my family who has. So I guess then, based on that tiny anecdotal evidence, then Robert F. Kennedy is right. So I guess we'll have to vote for him and his little Sergey Brin leftover whore, right? Got to vote for them, right? Got to do that. All right, cutting it up. I saw there was some, like, stupid article about a chef, and he was promoting these knives, a knife set, three knives. He said every chef just needs three knives, and it looked like pretty knives, and they were $200. I didn't buy them, because what the fuck do I know? But I do want to get, you know, I don't know if I've mentioned, I have this oven. It's a Bosch oven, and it's been broken as long as I've lived in this house. What happens is it has a digital, you know, display, and the digital display is on, it's like something from 2001, where it's like, it's possessed. It's just, it displays like these crazy random numbers, and the icons flash, and then it'll have animations on it that make no sense, like just wild shit. I should post a video of it when I get the energy, which is never, like, I'm checking the battery level. Looks good, yeah? Okay. Double right. So, I really would love to get an induction stove, but I'm not the one that cooks, my wife is, so I don't know why I give a shit. And then I saw on the TV commercial when I watch my morning news with Val and Karen, oh no, that's Knots Landing, Terrell and Val and Tanya Babish. I can't believe I remember their names. And Babich, Tanya Babich, Val and Karen, Knots Landing. Remember that? No. You don't even remember Natalie from The Facts of Life. How are you going to remember fucking Knots Landing? It's weird being old. You know, you watch these shows. You watch I Love Lucy, everyone's dead. You watch Bewitched, most people are dead. Everyone's fucking dead. Even in Mary Hartman, half the people are dead. And that was in the 70s. It's weird. You know, how people are just dead. It's weird to think someday this, you'll listen to this show and I'll be dead, right? Oh, well. But maybe I'll just be in an alternate universe where I'm the only person who ever, you know, who didn't die. And that's what I'm hoping for. But I don't know how I'll be able to pay for my life if I live forever, you know? I mean, how does that work? Is there, like, a lottery for each person wins the lottery in their parallel universe and can afford to live forever in their one parallel universe where they live forever and nobody else does. Right. So much I was going to talk about. I don't remember. Mostly things I hate. So we talked about Ricky Martin, Grum. We talked about how fat I am. Talked about Beyonce. My new iPad. Work sent me a new iPad. I don't know why I need it, but apparently I do. And it's gigantic. It's the 12-inch iPad, right? I should have asked for the 11-inch, but I already have an 11-inch, so I'm going to give that to my wife. And now I have this huge iPad. It's enormous. Why does anyone need an iPad that big? But the thing is, it has a better screen. Oh, that's what I'm... The screen is better because it has the mini LEDs. So it has, you know, true black. Or mine was just like Michelle Obama black. My thing, you know. It had relaxed hair. My iPad. Oh, what is this? Is this okay? It was a little mushy. Well, if I die, you'll know from some food poisoning. It's from this sauerkraut. Speaking of food poisoning, I saw that Reagan Fox on his Instagram is preparing to leave his apartment, and he had to patch all the walls with some sort of a putty, or is it a plaster? I don't know, whatever you whatever you patch wall, because honestly, in his house, every little surface in a rental was covered with some sort of a hanging object, you know, a frame or a painting or God knows what. Every surface. So in a rental. So what's he going to do in his own? Now he's going to own his own place, and he's going to, if he's probably going to just, you know, like remove, put in new walls or, I don't know. It's like, anyways, I'm just wondering. So we posted pictures on Instagram of after he left and all the little patches, the plaster patch marks, because the walls are like dark colors, and then the whole patches are white. So he didn't paint over the walls. I really want to know if he got his deposit back for the, you know, for that. Because I kind of think of no. If I were the landlord, I'd be like, fuck this bitch. What happened? He had to use every goddamn wall in a rental. He had to hang up every fucking centimeter in this. Why am I talking about her? Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know neither. Speaking of anti-Zionists, so, you know, I made a post on the Twitter the other day because, especially since, you know, I've been saying for a while now that while I am an anti-Zionist, I'm against Netanyahu and he needs to just be ousted. And I think it's fair for U.S. to pull funding until he is. But if U.S. said, we're conditionally pulling funding, then if they want money from us, they have to get rid of him. And I know that's like against the etiquette of war or whatever, but you know, these are human lives here. I think that's more important than etiquette. You know, like, oh, you can't tell another country what to do. Well, you know what? Fuck off. We can. Because we're funding all the military and it's killing people, so we can tell you what to do. Because it's the right thing to do. And, you know, and the problem, the way I see it is, I certainly hope that those 7 aid workers, most of which were very hot men, by the way, I certainly hope that Israel didn't do it on purpose. And I'd like to think that they didn't. But the problem is, with Netanyahu in power, I can't honestly say he would never do that. Because I think maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't, but his character is so poor that I think that's really all I need to know. It's like, his character is so poor that how can we trust him? I don't trust him to do the right thing. I don't trust him that he wouldn't do anything like that. I wouldn't put it past him to kill aid workers in order to stop the aid from coming in. And that's exactly what happened, because they said, at least that organization said, we're pulling out. They were supplying food to Gaza, and they're pulling out. So, yeah, I don't trust it. But at the same time, I don't want to diminish the fact that really Hamas should be, you know, surrendering. They should. They should surrender. They attacked. They instigated this fucking shit with that horrible atrocity. But I just think, you know, so I don't want to take away from that either. And I think Hamas definitely wants, they don't care. Not only do they not care if the Palestinian people suffer, they actually want them to suffer because it makes America and Israel look bad. And that's all they care about. You know, it's icky. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. It's yucky to discuss. I think I've talked about it enough lately. I hope I have. It's a turnoff, but, you know, I'm not over there. You know, they're the people. But I just think, you know, I'm all for Israel. I'm a Zionist. My necklace that my father gave me, it says Zion on it. Zion in Hebrew, which literally means home. Rachel Cain taught me that. Literally, Zion means home. That's all it means. So how can you be anti-Zionist? It's anti-home. It's home. Everybody deserves a home, right? Jewish people, we have a home. We were kicked out. And, you know, we decided to go back. And now we need to share it with people. Fairly. Let's all just be grown-ups. For fuck's sake. Right, I'm squishing this now. I have to wait. I have to get this cabbage all squishy. And I can't put it in the jar to let it ferment until it gets juicy. The problem is it's very cold. Where did I put my wedding ring? Oh, my divorce? No, I haven't. So you have to put salt and squish sound. Crooked letter. Wait, let me see that. Yeah, we're okay. Crooked letter, crooked letter. Humpback, humpback. Ah, crooked letter. That's from Good Times. So yeah, so I want to watch that series, that racist series about Good Times. People are complaining about it. Well, I like Netflix cartoons. I like Chicago Party Ant, which is this horrible character of Chicago. But funny, I love that show. Except RuPaul's in it. Very annoying. RuPaul. What else? So I got the new iPad. It's humongous. I have two Apple Pencils now, so I guess... I really wanted to say to my wife, because she had an iPad, and she gave it to her niece because she wasn't using it. But she wants mine, so I said, you know what? And mine is pretty much brand new because I had an issue, and I had to, like... The touchpad wasn't working right and kept rebooting. So I went to AppleCare. Even though I have the AppleCare Plus, they said, oh, Madge, now that we've done diagnostics, Madge, you got to take it in the Apple Store and we'll handle it for you. I said, no, I have AppleCare Plus. It says right here, you can ship me a new one. I'll send you back the old one. He said, no, not in this case, ma'am. I'm like Trump. I pretend everyone calls me ma'am. Or sir. Well, in his case, sir. I said, okay. He said, please hold. And then I looked at my Apple Care agreement, and I was, in fact, right. And then he said, oh, yeah, I guess we can take it. Like, that's shady. Like, I'm tired of arguing with corporations. You know, that's shady. Just be nice. And this is my thing. Have I talked about this? But why are companies so darn mean to their customers lately? I still haven't gotten my refund from Amazon. $300 for this fucking vacuum cleaner that Cloak of Steeble told me to get. It's not his fault, but as soon as we got it... No, it is his fault. As soon as we got the LCD screen, went. So we sent it back. Amazon claims it's lost, and they won't give me my money back. I have to wait till April 8th, a fucking month. And I keep saying to them, Amazon, hello? Why would I shop with you when it takes a month to get a refund when I can go to Target and get a refund right away? They don't answer. Go talk to India, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with that company, but they don't seem to have any sense. I guess they figure, well, we're so huge, we can do whatever we want to our customers. And guess what? Someday, there'll be postmortems and people on Frontline documentary. What happened to Amazon? Well, they didn't give a shit about their customers, and they didn't pay attention, and they were all robots. Oh, but guess what I found out? So this is a great story that I found out from Deborah yesterday. And I couldn't read the article because it was through a paywall, but I read enough of it and articles about the article to think that it's true. It's true. So let me give you a little bit of background, audience. I hope my wife didn't take the bike. It's going to get dark. I don't like when she bikes in the dark. And then I have to make sure she brings her helmet. She doesn't bring her helmet unless I tell her to, you know? You got to watch out for people. What was I talking about? Oh, well. I forgot. Damn it. Rewind. Crooked letter, humpback, humpback, whale. I'm still mixing. I can't believe I forgot what I was talking about. But see, I'm not live, so I can't say, Daniel, what was I talking about? You know, I can't do that. Right. Let's see. Rewind. My vagina? No. Clitoris? Clitorectomy? There's nothing left of me since my hysterectomy. My tubes, my ovaries among my souvenirs. Appendix tied in blue. A gallstone here or two. That's my Nurse Wonky song, but I don't remember the rest. My lesbian mustache is itching, but I can't scratch it. I don't want to get yeast in my cabbage, which is not getting juicy yet. Why is it not juicy yet? This is... It's really long enough. Okay, I'll squeeze it harder. Oh, maybe it needs more salt. Yeah, too bad I forgot what I was talking about. iPad, vagina. Oh, Amazon, how much... Yeah, but, like, why? Why do they suck so much? Why? Just treat customers right. Oh, I know what I was going to talk about now. The Amazon... So around the corner, they had... next to the Marshalls near my house... They demolished a humongous building, like half a city block, and they built this huge store. And the store was enormous, but it's been empty for over a year. It took about a year to finish, and then it took, so it was like empty for a year. They had to knock it over, and then it took another year to finish. It's finally finished, and they won't say who it is, but rumor has it it's going to be, it was supposed to be a Whole Foods Fresh Market or something, you know, where you serve yourself, where you serve yourself, the groceries and the automatic checkout. Sorry, my wife is here with groceries, so I'm a little distracted. She's not going to talk to you, though. Can we do that later? That's very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Thank you. She got me a shirt. Yeah, very nice. So, I don't want to forget what I'm talking about again. So we had this Amazon business. No. Okay. So it's supposed to be an Amazon Fresh Market where they automatically check you out, and it's amazing, and they use AI cameras. And then you, we had one downtown, and it closed during COVID, and I tried it a couple times. You go in, you get your sushi, there's cameras everywhere, there's no clerks. You just automatically get checked out, and it sends you a bit, you know, and it goes onto your account. It's like magic. All you do is swipe in with your phone. Well, it turns out, so we've been waiting for, so this building, there's supposed to be an Amazon Fresh Market, or whatever it's called, Amazon Fresh, has been just dormant. A brand new building, empty. A brand new building, now it's empty. For like months, I think like 6 months now, and nobody knows anything. You know, it's a huge, huge grocery store, like the size of a Costco almost. Empty. Still empty. Huge city block, half a city block. So I read this article that kind of explains why. It says Amazon gave up on its plans to do these fresh markets, and they just got rid of the whole business. And it turns out that the reason is because their business model failed. And in actuality, this you have to Google it because I don't know the source off the top of my head while I've got my hands full of cabbage. But basically, it was a mechanical Turk. They were not using AI to do this, like they said. They were using 1,000 people in India in a sweatshop looking at cameras, and they were manually, like, looking at the cameras, figuring out what people bought, and charging them in real time. And it was bullshit. It was error-prone. It wasn't sustainable, so they just closed the business, which is kind of hilarious that Amazon lied about it. And, you know? And then, in the meanwhile, we had this AI revolution, and I guess they're just not part of that at all. So that was that. Yeah, it's all fucked. So no Amazon Fresh, so I don't know what they're going to do with this giant building. Probably make another gym out of it for, you know, lesbians to get eaten out, eat each other's pussies or something. Charge a lot. There's so many gyms now in the neighborhood. There's gyms, there's nail salons, and there's powdered beverages like, what do you call it, bubble tea everywhere. Seems like, I don't understand, where do all these people come from that can buy all that crap? I mean, do you really need a nail salon? Like, it's like two on every block around here. I don't know. It's pretty expensive to get your nails done. I just clip my nails. But maybe that's because I'm a lesbian. Well, audience, this has been a great talk. But I think I need to wash my... Well, no, I'm not done yet. I'm going to wash my hands. Now I'm going to find... I think it's juicy enough. But now I need to find a container to put it in. Actually, I'm going to squish it around more. I don't think it's juicy enough. Because last time, this sauerkraut was a failure because I didn't get juicy enough. My juices. So let me... hold on, I'm checking. Oh, yeah, we're throwing the one from last time. But the problem is... Yeah. Okay, this is the one from last time. I'm going to throw it out because it was a failure. Ah! Can't get it open. I'm trying to get this open. Ah! Fuck. So I'm gonna. I got the old one, the old sauerkraut. I gotta put it under hot water because I can't get it open. Oh, there, I got it open. Okay. There's something real wrong with this. Kind of got a greasy, slimy film on it. The garbage is full too. something about that. Okay. My wife bought me another shirt. I have so many shirts. And you know what happened? This is kind of a fun story. But I have so many shirts that I have a suitcase where I put the old... I go in rotation. So, like, in winter, I put a lot of shirts, T-shirts, that I'm not going to wear, in a suitcase. And in summer, I do the same. Like, I rotate. And periodically, I go through them, and then we go to the gay, transgender-looking people store. They don't sell transgender people there, but they just have a lot of non-binary types with their high pants there, looking bitchy with their masks on, you know. By the way, I saw somebody at the grocery store wearing a mask, buying groceries, and guess what? They were buying Fruit Loops. Can you imagine you're trying to, like, you're worried about disease, so you have your mask on, fine, and you're going to buy Fruit Loops? You're going to buy Fruit Loops to eat for breakfast? You're going to eat Fruit Loops, but you got a mask on. That's some fucked up priorities there. Where was I? Again, I forgot, as usual. Oh, that's all right. Oh yeah, so we do this thing where we get our, you know, well, I shouldn't say do it. She forces me, because it's up to me. I don't do nothing ever. Just sit me. Sit, shit, eat. So we give shit away to the non-binary store. And, you know, whenever I do this, maybe twice a year, I go through it, I switch back clothes, and I say, I'm never going to wear this again. I do the Chinese lady 6-month rule, whatever that's called. You know, if you don't like it, you throw it out or something. So I put a bunch of stuff to discard in some grocery bags, and I put the grocery bags of the stuff to give away by the fireplace in the living room. And then the rest of the stuff I put... Oh, I forgot to mention we were getting ready to go to vacation for a month. So I needed the suitcase. So I put the stuff that I'm keeping in 2 grocery bags in the bedroom, and then... the other, you know, stuff to give away in the grocery bags in the living room. And then we went out a couple days later to take it to the store. And, well, I mean, long story short, we donated everything, including the stuff I'm keeping. So, basically, I threw it all in my clothes. So, right. So, but the good news is most of it is stuff I would just never wear anyway. So, right. So, that was fun. I'm just squeezing my my cabbage to get it nice and juicy. We're almost finished here. Wow. Mm-hmm. So she gets me new clothes. And I have to wear it. But I don't like wearing new clothes. I don't really like wearing clothes at all. Except panties to cover my snatch. Because I don't like being juicy. And also, sometimes I wake up... do any of you girls wake up with, like, sweaty panties? I don't mean pee. Do any of you girls wake up with, like, sweaty panties? Like, because this happens to me. And when I had my little birthday soiree, I was talking about it, and I said, you girls ever, like, I'm asking you now, do you girls ever, like... you know, have sweaty panties? Because I go and I sit on the toilet like a good lady when I wake up, and I often notice that my panties are very sweaty, like to the point where there's, you know, a huge sweat stain on there, like the size of a grapefruit at least. And I said, at this party, I said, girls, because they're all girls like you all, I said, do you ever, you know, wake up with sweaty panties? And my friend John Michael, who is a performance artist and educates people on fentanyl overdoses and gives out free Narcan at his performances, he said, Madge, do you have, what did he ask me? Do you have he basically said, maybe you have an STD. I said, no, I don't have an STD. He's like, well, You know that? If you're sleeping in sweaty panties, you're going to get some sort of a yeast infection. And I don't have one, but it made me think, like, I could get a fungus in my vagina from these sweaty panties. So what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to... And I'm asking you, audience, should I... Maybe I need interaction. Should I... You know, should I... you know, sleep naked, which I hate doing because then I feel my fat. I like panties and bra because in some way it makes me feel less fat. I can't really explain why. I don't like having my lips out, all that. You know, I don't like having that. So, right. So, or should I just put a fresh pair of panties on? They're 95% cotton, 10% or, you know, 5% elastic of some sort of spandex, and the rest is cotton. So that should be good, right? I shouldn't need to, like, have 100% cotton. Or should I wear a tampon? I mean, a maxi pad? I just don't know. Is that a normal thing? I don't know why I wake up with such a sweaty behind hole. And, girls, I don't remember ever having this until recently. So don't go Googling and finding out I have some horrible disease, please. It's not like there's anything wrong. It's just a sweaty cunt. Right? I just have a sweaty cunt. Is that normal? Maybe it's menopause or post-menopause? Right. Yeah. Okay, so now I've put all the stuff into the holder. And I've got way too much room left. This is what I was afraid of. So now I need some sort of a thing to keep it juicy. I don't know what to do. I'm going to be fucked up. I don't know what to do now. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to do. Because I can put some water in. I know last time sucked. But I need to keep the pressure. I need pressure. So I need some sort of a device to cause pressure in here. Which I guess I'll have to use a couple glasses. Let me see. The CBD water sucks, by the way. Okay, let's see. Well, that glass is dirty. I don't know what to do, audience. I feel like I'm at a standstill. And I don't want to switch jars. I don't have a jar that's just right, like Goldilocks. So I need to figure out something here. Let's see. What about this jar? Oh, no, that's a coffee mug. I don't know. Let me keep looking here. How about this jar? I found a jar. Is this going to fit? Nope. Darn. Too big. Let's see here. Right. Yeah. What about this jar? Chili powder. Nope, just about. That almost fit. I don't know. Let's see. Yeah. Yeah, there's one. That fits. But it's not enough. I need another one. Yeah. I don't know. Here, let me play. See if I can, if my Apple Music is down, I can play you something while I do the thing. Is Apple Music down? Let's see. Try again. Oh, she's back. Okay, here. I'll just play this while you... This is ghetto stuff. Joni Mitchell. Furry sings the blues. I don't know who Furry is, but apparently he's pretty blue singing about it. Alright, so we're done. Oh, I think I need to put... Do I need juices? I think I need a little juice. A little water to be safe, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Yeah, that should be fine. Because last time it was too dry, like my vagina. And I, you know, it was too dry. And then when the sauerkraut is too dry, it's just fucked. Okay. Closing it. We'll see how this goes. I'll also be singing the blues with Furry, you know what I mean? Know what I'm saying? I don't know. Yeah, that should be good. All right. So now I'm going to leave it out for a week and pray. Pray to the Jesus. That's good. Well, audience, that's about it. I'm finna be done now. Hopefully this worked and this wasn't a moot recording. And maybe I'll add something to this recording. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'll see you later.
Like it's a Saturday night. They're in their finery, dancing it up and making deals. Furry sings the blues. Why should I expect that old guy to give it to me true? Fall into hard luck and time and other thieves, while our limo is shining on his shanty street. Old Furry sings the blues.
Have you ever had a Krispy Kreme? Have you ever gone to Krispy Kreme? Was it crispy?
No.
Yeah, right.